The United Nations has issued a stark warning about the escalating humanitarian crisis in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, highlighting alarming levels of violence, mass displacement, and the systematic use of sexual violence against women and children. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. A child raped every 30 minutes. UNICEF reports that during January and February 2025, children accounted for 35% to 45% of nearly 10,000 documented cases of rape and sexual violence in Eastern Congo. This equates to a child being raped every 30 minutes during that period. The organization warns that without urgent funding, 250,000 children could lose access to essential services addressing gender-based violence and protection in conflict zones. Ceasefire violations and regional spillover. Despite diplomatic efforts, the ceasefire in the region remains fragile. UN Special Envoy Huang Xie emphasized that violations of international law and human rights persist, worsening the humanitarian crisis in the DRC and neighboring countries such as Burundi, Uganda, and Rwanda, which are experiencing an influx of refugees. Call for decisive action. DRC's Foreign Minister, Therese K. Kwamba-Wagner, has urged the UN Security Council to enforce Resolution 2773, demanding the withdrawal of M23 rebels and their backers. She defended the role of the UN peacekeeping mission, MONUSCO, as vital in monitoring ceasefire compliance and protecting civilians. Rwanda's response. Rwandan officials have denied supporting M23 rebels and have called for a ceasefire and negotiations between the DRC and the rebels. Rwanda's foreign minister, Olivier Nduhungirehe, stated that Rwanda's actions are purely defensive and emphasized the need for dialogue to resolve the conflict. African Union's commitment. Tete Antonio, chairperson of the AU Executive Council, reaffirmed the African Union's commitment to resolving the crisis. He noted the development of a unified roadmap for mediation, building on the Luanda and Nairobi processes, and welcomed international support aligned with AU priorities. As the situation deteriorates, UN officials are calling for immediate international pressure to restore humanitarian access, uphold human rights, and pave the way toward lasting peace in one of Africa's most volatile regions. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.